Okay, I'm going to ask some basics first. How old was Helena when she came home, and what province did she come home from?
Helena came 4 years ago in August 2011, and she comes from Hegan in Heilongjiang province.
And how old was she when she came home?
She was almost 11, 10 years old.
So she's 14 now?
Yeah, now it's 15. Yeah.
15, okay.
Well, I want to ask a little bit about what your life was like in China before you came home to Barcelona, Elena. Where were you living, and what do you remember?
就是中国上面吧，差不多东北那边，然后一开始是在就是一个小农村生活，后来转到那个城市去读书，然后后来就到那个福利院，是那个大城市，本来是先是农村生活了差不多六七年，然后后来去一个稍微大一点的城市去读书，读了好像一年多，然后之后在福利院待了两年，差不多。
I came from Heilongjiang province, China. It's in the northern eastern part of China. I lived in a rural area for 6 to 7 years. Then I moved to a bigger city to school for about 1 year. And then I went to an orphanage for 2 more years.
So were you living with, before you went to the orphanage, who were you living with?
确定是不是亲生父母，因为现在还不知道。然后是就是有一个家庭嘛，那边就是小时候有一个家庭，本来是以为就是差不多应该是自己家庭，但是不确定，所以当时是跟就是有一个就是夫妇一起生活，就是自己爸爸妈妈那种。当时小时候人。
I'm not sure. I lived with my parents, but I'm not sure if they are my birth parents. It's a family, a couple that I thought were my parents, but I don't know.
So the whole time that you were living with them, did you think that they were your birth parents?
Tu mentre vas estar vivint amb ells vas pensar que eren els teus pares, de veritat?
Sí. Yes.
And at what point did you doubt, did you question whether they were your birth parents? How did you come to not be sure?
想法倒是没有过，后来就是去签合同，就是领，就是福利院那个合同的时候才发现的，就是才知道的，那天才，当天才告诉我的，然后就是当天去福利院，然后当天告诉我的。
So I didn't have this idea. It occurred to me on the day that when I went to the orphanage to sign the contract.
What is the contract?
Well, she was told that she was not their daughter, and that was the reason because they didn't have the hukou, and that's the reason because she was left at the orphanage. But only less than 1 year after, the director of the orphanage asked her if she wanted to be adopted or not. And she was agree, and that's the reason, because I could adopt her.
So Elena was living with this couple and believed that they were her parents until the time when she was taken to the orphanage.
One day, their parents wanted to talk to her, and they told her, "You are not our daughter. You were left in a street, and we picked you up, and you were with us as your parents. But you are not my daughter, and that's the reason because I have to leave you at the orphanage." And was exactly the same day.
And how old was she when that happened?
It happened when she was 9.
Wow.
Nine years. I was in a month of April when she was 8 years and a half.
And until that time, she had no question in her mind that she was living with her birth family.
Never had a question about that.
And so when she went to the orphanage and had to sign the contract, at that point, she thought, what is going on here, I imagine? Why am I having to do this?
Well, at first, she was left at the orphanage, and she understood that she was left because their parents were not their parents, and they couldn't take care of her. And that's the reason, because when in the orphanage, you have not a family. If you want to have your own family, you must be adopted. She accepted.
She accepted. So was the contract really the way that the orphanage got her consent to be placed for adoption?
She was aware that she was, and the paperwork were prepared for adoption, more or less the month before she was effectively adopted.
So, Helena, can you tell us what this felt like? You were 9 years old. You were living with the people who you thought were your parents. What was it like when they gave you this news that they were not your parents and that you were no longer going to be able to live with them?
就是哭了很长时间，然后不知道，就是差不多就是像是天塌下来的感觉，差不多有了，就是难过。I cried for a long time. It feels like the sky has fallen. It's extremely heartbreaking. I'm very sad.
Did you have brothers or sisters who lived in the family with you, or were you a single child?
A sister from the same mother, different father.
Once you went into the orphanage, and you were there for about 1 year, is that correct? She was in the orphanage for about 1 year?
1 year and a half.
Did your family visit you?
Va a visitar la teva familia durante un año y medio?
Elena, 这个一夜是一个晚上吗? 一夜开车?
对。
They visited me on the Spring Festival and important festive occasions. It's about 3 to 4 times a year. One thing is the orphanage did not encourage visits from people, foster parents. And on the other hand, the rural areas they lived is a little distant from the orphanage. It's about 1 hour drive.
I see. What was life in the orphanage like? Were people nice to you?
Come era la gente all'orfanato? Era macca in tu?
有一些是，就是有，比如说福建有很多就已经很大的一些伙伴，然后。 就是大的伙伴的话会比较照顾，然后小的话有时候就是，不过相处下来是大多数都挺好的。老师的话，老师那方面就不是，就是老师的方面就不算是太乐观，因为老师就是很严厉，而且经常打，就是打人啊之类的。Okay.
In the orphanage, there are some elderly kids. They were very nice to me, very caring. So basically, in my time in the orphanage with other kids, they are very nice. But the teachers were a little different. I was not optimistic. They were strict, and sometimes they would use physical punishment.
对，而且。 而且当时我比较特，就是我的原因，去福利原因应该比较特殊，所以有些老师就是不让我跟其他伙伴一起睡，就是我必须给就是跟所有人隔离睡一个单独自己一个房间之类的。然后还有时候就是老师对我应该是比对其他人比较严厉，然后打我打的次数比较多，就是罚惩罚也比较多。
Maybe I came into this orphanage out of special reasons, so the teachers there treated me a little bit differently. They would not allow me to sleep together with other children, so I had to sleep alone in a different room. The teacher seemed to be especially stricter with me, and I was punished more often than others.
Did anyone explain to you why you were treated differently, or did you sort of...figure it out the longer you were there?
Preguntes perquè si es tractaven, si tu creus que tractaven d'alguna manera diferent o era una mica com us tractaven a tots?
我觉得应该对我好像比对其他人就是对我比较严厉，就是跟别人比起来，比如说做同样就是做同样的事情，然后两个人都做错了，所以倒是惩罚我倒是惩罚的比就是另外一个人多一点，就是总觉得就是有点对我还不公平，对他们就是稍微轻一点之类的。
I feel that the teachers were stricter with me. For example, if I make the same mistake with other children, usually I would receive more severe punishment. I feel this is unfair to me, and they seem a little gentler to other children.
Tell me, Elena, I want to understand a little bit, too, about your mom's decision to adopt. Did you decide that you were going to choose an only child, an older child? Was that or in other words, did you purposely say, I want to adopt a child who's a little bit older? Or in the process, is that you got a match with a child who was older and you didn't anticipate that?
I began in 1995. When I decide to adopt a child, and then the social services told me that my average for a child was from 1 to 4 years old, but while the time was going on, I felt that a child so a toddler was too much to me, and then I decided to try with an older girl. And just when I decided to change, they allowed me to adopt a child over 6. But then in the green adoption program, the special focus program, I met Elena and I accepted her immediately.
So 1995 to 2004?
2011. I had to spend 6 years.
Wow, that's a long wait. Is that typical of the wait in Spain right now?
Yes, it's well, and the same is in United States, because the decision of the families grow up very much in from 2005, and then the childs that could be adopted from China was decreasing a lot in all these years, so. Was more demand to adopt a child and less offer from China.
When you decided to accept the referral for your daughter, what were you told about her background? What was your understanding of her circumstances?
Well, I studied a lot about that, and I am a mother of a 26-year-old boy with a kind of problem of learning problem, because he has a TDAH. I don't know how do you say it in English. It's attention deficiency.
Attention deficit disorder.
And then I learned so much that I thought that probably I could be able to deal with a background or with an older child, and that because I know that it depends of the child, and not only the past of the child. And Elena is very assertive, and really she works very hard to be happy, to improve, to have a good future. I'm very proud of her. But the possibility to have another kind of situation was very big, of course. Mm-hmm.
Were you told that she had been living with a family until a year and a half before she came into the orphanage? What did you understand about those circumstances?
What I was told is that she was abandoned when she was born, and she was picked up by a family. She was living with a family for 8 years, but because she didn't have papers, and because she didn't have the hukou, she was left at the orphanage, and that was the history they explained Elena, they explained to me. But thanks to the social networks, she had news last year from this family, and that news broke everything.
How did that happen? Do you mind? We're going to ask her now. How did she reestablish contact through social media with the family she had lived with? I'm going to let Shanshan ask her in Chinese.
Elena, 现在想问你，就是你后来是怎么样通过社交媒体和之前你的家庭又取得联系的？
中国那个 QQ 和微信知道吧？
知道。
就是从微信上面有联系到，后来就是，他们有，因为我通过就是朋友圈有发一些关于，比如说父亲节或者是母亲节，有发一些自己的那个论文，然后他们就会在下面有时候会评论一些事情，然后差不多是上一把伞。就是去年七啊，我写的
，wait
啊，去年八月份，他们有在我那个留言下面评论说，就是就是说什么说就是把我送到福利院是迫不得已的之类的事情，然后后来就慢慢就是发现。有一点就是跟当初想的不太一样，就是有一点就是有好像有个谎言大谎言在就是整件事件里面，然后第二天后来是中国的父亲过来跟我讲，是说就是把我送到福利院是因为就是当时我很淘气啊或者是什么，就是对，让我想一下，那个就是说就是很淘气，或者是当时成绩不好之类的事情，所以才把我送到福利院的。然后之后就没有联系了，因为每次找我的时候，就是都是跟我说关于我做的不好的事情，就是总是说我的负面消息，或者是就是说我什么都不好啊，或者是根本就不能给他们，就是不能让他们。骄傲，自己不能让他们骄傲的事情，然后到今年就差不多好像差不多一年没有联系了吧，然后我也就是把他们那个拉入黑名单，尽量不要联系到。
那个八月份是去年八月份是吗？去年八月份他告诉你说他是你亲生父母吗？
对，他们有这样说。
Okay, I contacted them through QQ and WeChat. They are on the friend list on my WeChat. So when I post something on my friend circle, they can see that. And sometimes they would comment on my postings. And it's last August, I posted something about Father's Day, and they give a comment. They commented that they were forced to give me up.They were forced to do so. Later, I felt very... They were my birth parents. I felt very confused. I felt there's some lies in the whole process. And on the second day, the Chinese daddy told me that they give me up because I was too naughty at the time and because my school grades were not good enough. I do not make them proud of me. He said something very critical of me, picking my faults. So we stopped contact after that. For about 1 year, we had no contact. I put him into the blacklist.
The blacklist?
Yeah, blacklist. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good move. So I thought I had heard every story, but I have to tell you, I have not heard a story like this.
I knew. That's the reason, because I thought it could be very interesting for you, because it's completely different from any other one.
How do you deal with not knowing, Helena? What do you make of all of this, Helena? How do you make sense of it? What do you believe and what do you not believe at this point? Do you believe they are your birth parents or do you just not know?
Què creus de tota aquesta història? Que ho són, que no ho són? Quin és el teu? Què és el que tu creus de tot això?
O sigui, si són originals...
Si són els teus pares de naixement, si no ho són. Tu, per exemple, sempre dius que t'assembles a la teva germana, però no saps, però la tieta, però no sé què. Digue-li això, que de vegades penses que sí.
Exacte. 觉得他们是我亲生父母的几率比不是的大一点, 因为我总觉得我跟我就是, 中国那边的父母那个姐姐长得挺, 就是特别像, 但是另一方面就觉得就是, 也有些不可能, 因为就是不知道, 因为毕竟我跟我姐就是同母异父, 所以不确定就是长得像, 就一定会是那个亲生父母，所以我目前还不确定。
On one hand, I think there is a greater chance that they are my birth parents because I look like my sister from a different father. But on the other hand, I'm not sure because I and my sister are from different fathers. So I don't know whether... the fact that we look like me anything.
Have you ever wondered or thought or suggested that you do a DNA test?
Yes, of course. We will do in the next future. We don't know when she's ready. Maybe in 2 years or 3 years, but of course we will do that.
Do you think that they would consent?
I don't know, but probably with some aunts or cousins or... I don't know, but if it's possible, we will do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to ask as well to the director of orphanage director why in an orphanage that there is only two or three people left for adoption, why she?
Was she on the waiting child list or the special needs list, Helena, because she was older?
Special focus list.
And I've never heard of that. What we call it waiting children here. It's usually children with disabilities, but it sounds like a different category.
Yes, well it's a different category, but it's a child who's very difficult to be adopted because she was very, very old. That's okay. The only reason. It wasn't in a special needs list as a focus list because she was considered as a difficult child to be adopted, not for me, but for most people.
In this process with a special focus child, or were you given, in other words, normally if it's a adoption that's not from the waiting child list, for instance, you are matched with a child and the decision is made for you. In this adoption, were you able to say, yes, this particular child is the child I want to adopt?
Exactly. It works exactly as in a special needs program. So I was suggested to a child, and I decide yes or not.
I see. Okay, so now I want to hear about coming to Spain and... making a new life in Spain with your family. How is that for you? Is it hard to trust that something isn't going to suddenly change because that's what happened before? Or do you feel pretty secure that this is where you're going to be?
Ara t'està preguntant a veure com va ser la teva, quan tu vas saber que venies a Espanya, si et senties com molt insegura o una mica què és el que vas...
First of all, I would like to tell you that when a child is over 10 years, must sign their agreement to the notary, agreeing to be adopted. Not the normal child, but older than 10 years. So she had to agree with their signature that she accepted that adoption, and she did it very, very convinced.
Had you been able to spend much time together before she made that decision?
Quant temps vas trigar a prendre la decisió de ser adoptada?
10 minutes?
5 minutes.
You must have had a really good feeling about your mother.
你肯定是对妈妈感觉特别好，五分钟就做了决定了。
嗯，差不多吧，因为毕竟就是福利院，就是不是一个特别想待的地方。然后另外一种就是想尝试不同的生活，然后有一个属于自己的家庭，也觉得挺好的。就是而且看到关于妈妈一些照片啊什么之类的，就觉得这个家庭就是肯定可以让我觉得就是。
Yeah, it's about that. I feel that the orphanage is not a place I want to stay. I want to start a new life. I want to try something new. So the decision is, and I saw my mom's pictures before, and I feel that this family can make me happy. It's going to... I'm gonna find happiness in this family, so it's an easy, quick decision to make.
And had you had other families who had made any overtures? No, it doesn't matter. What matters is what's now.
What I know is that when she was asked to be adopted was in the month of May, and I adopt her. I accept her at the end of May. And I went to pick up her at the end of July, and she's my daughter from the 2nd of August.
And I'm sorry because I cut off the beginning of this recording because I didn't turn it on in time. It remind me of that the year again, the year that you brought her home.
2011.
Okay. So you started in 2005 and came home in 2011. So tell me about your life. What do you like to do? What's school like? What do you enjoy? What do you like to do with your mother? Tell us about yourself now.
Què és el que t'agrada de l'escola, de fer amb la mamà, de patinatge, totes aquestes coses?
O sigui, 学校目前就是比以前刚来的时候好多了, 然后刚来的时候就是语言啊什么方面都是差距, 然后比较难, 但是现在就是学校呀, 就是也交了朋友什么之类的, 就觉得挺好的, 然后... 家庭跟家里人都挺和睦的, 然后他们也很照顾我, 就觉得比以前好多了, 就是觉得现在就是可以怎么说, 就是现在可以更比以前开心的多, 然后觉得自己这个决定是对的, 就是没有什么遗憾。
School now is better. When I came to school at the beginning here, because of the language barrier, it was a little bit hard. But now, without that, things began to become better. I've made friends at school, and I feel very good. And in the family, I feel very good. This is a very harmonious family. All the family members are very caring of me. We are on good terms. And now I feel better. I feel... happier than in the past, and I feel that was a right decision to make. There's no regret.
Is there anything that you miss about China?
因为中国当时也有很多小伙伴嘛, 然后也怎么说, 就是有一些...
中国宅。
是有一些印象深刻的朋友啊什么之类的，就是想再回去看一看。然后就是吃的方面还是一个大吃货，就觉得有一些吃过的东西还是想再回去再吃一遍，大狂吃。
Però vas al supermercats de Barcelona a buscar menjar, eh?
Bueno.
Digue-li, també.
不过在这边现在就是巴塞罗那这边也有那个中国小吃，所以差不多，但是就是做的差不多有点距离，所以啊，估计现在就是唯一想念的就是中国的那些小伙伴和吃的。
I que vas a classes de xinès i que tens molts amics de Xina també.
I have some good friends in China, and I miss some my good friends there. I want to visit them if possible. And also, I like food. I like Chinese food. And that's something I miss here. There are Chinese food in Barcelona, but they are not as authentic.
Elena, are you a single parent? And you have two children.
But the first one, Alex, comes from my marriage. And then when I got divorced, I decided to adopt Elena alone.
And what do you do? What's your profession?
I work in a chemist in a pharmaceutical company in Grifols.
I see. Okay. And Helena, what are you interested in school? Do you think about kind of what you want to do? Do you want to go to university?
Well, quines són les matèries que t'agraden de l'escola i què vols fer? Si vols anar a la universitat, què vols fer?
我有想就是想继续学关于数学，或者是就是帮助，怎么说，就是心理医生帮助，就是跟我发生差不多相同类似的人，或者是有问题，或者是对他们人生有就是什么，怎么说，就是对人生有一个大就是重要的问题或者是什么的，可以帮助到他们。然后再一个就是想当发音，因为毕竟就是会中文，然后又会就是西班牙语，就觉得既然会两种语言的话，应该是一个好的工作。然后就是想把这个优点先把它发展下去，目前只有这三个想法。
I want to go on with math or go with some psychology work to help people like me who experience big changes in life. And another profession I want to do is translator. I know Chinese, I know Spanish, so I think this language are my advantages. I think it would be good to work with languages to take full advantage of this.
Look at my friend over here. She can speak a lot of languages.
two.
Oh, that's many. Two good ones. She speaks better English than my American students. So do you have any contact now with the family that you lived with in China, who may be your birth family, who may not be your birth family? Are you in contact with them at all now?
No. 然后目前就是不想有什么太大的联系，目前想就是安静冷静一段时间，然后先自己把就是先过好这边的生活，然后以后再往这个方面想，因为毕竟发生这件事情也是一年的时间，我觉得自己还没缓过来，所以觉得还需要一点时间，以后就是如果以后想知道啊什么之类的，再回中国再看一下。就是、
que també et van acusar de decidir tu que volies marxar i deixar-los, que va ser una decisió teva quan tenies 8 anys i mig.
然后就是决定离开中国是我自就是个人的决定，然后毕竟想就是到国外发展，有可能前途比中国好一点。然后不过当时父母就是当时中国父母不是太肯定我做的决定，就是有点否认我做的决定。然后目前就是联系是不想有联系，因为有时候就是一联系就想起就是发生过不好就是不愉快的事情，然后目前是 目前决定是不联系，等那个就是等过段时间缓过来啦，然后什么之类的再决定。
Not for now. For now, I don't want to have contact with them, because to cut off contact happened 1 year ago, and I do not feel I have recovered from that. Going to live in a foreign country is my personal decision. I think I may have a brighter future when I make this decision. When I made this decision, my Chinese parents were not very positive. They were kind of negative of my decision. And now I don't want to contact them right now. I need time to recover. If I contact them now, the sad memories will come to me. So after a while, maybe I'll go back to China or after some time.
So they took you to the orphanage, and yet when you had the opportunity to be adopted and to live in Spain, they didn't want you to go?
Quan et van deixar l'orfenat i van saber que tenies l'oportunitat d'anar-te'n a viure a Espanya, ells no et volien deixar marxar.
他们没有说不让我走，因为毕竟决定在我手里。然后当时就是决定完以后，他们就是当就是我要飞去从鹤岗飞去北京去签那个证书嘛。然后就是签证书的前一天还没有飞北京的时候，他们是就是说如果我去那边如果过得不好啊什么之类的就回不去了什么之类的。然后但是就是他们没有不让我走，但是确实是有一点就是给我过度压力，让自己就是本来就是对西班牙就是毫无了解呀，什么都不知道，然后本来心里就有点忐忑，然后他们又给我就是怎么说，就是有一些说的一些事情有点让我就是更加害怕呀什么之类的，但是就是没有让我走这件事倒是没有，有让我走，但是有跟我讲一些就是关于如果我走的话后果的事情之类的。
They didn't disagree to let me go. Anyway, it's my personal decision. It's my right to decide. But one night before I flew from Hegang to Beijing to sign the contract, they talked to me. And they told me that if I couldn't live a good life there, I may not be able to return. So,
you can hear her.
Oh, sorry. I repeat.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't disagree not to let me go. They didn't say they didn't want me to go. Anyway, it's my right to decide.
Right.
Yeah. But when the night before I flew from Hegang to Beijing to sign the contract, the Chinese parents talked to me. They said if I couldn't live a good life in Spain, I couldn't return. They gave me some pressure. They didn't disallow me to go, but they told me something, some uncertainties about the future, which scared me. In some ways.
然后去年有跟我说就是如果我就是怎么说就是 diga orgullosa de mí, puedo tornar, ¿no?
Que cuando estén orgullosos de tú, que podrías tornar.
就是去年有跟我说如果就是哪天就是我成为他们骄傲呀什么之类的话，就是我就是可以回去继续跟他们一起生活之类的。
Last year, my Chinese parents told me that if I become their pride one day, then they would welcome me to return and to live with them.
How did that make you feel?
Com et va fer sentir? Però jo et vaig explicar que això no era possible perquè legalment ja no eren els teus pares.
当时就是我现在母亲有跟我说，就是因为 就是现在我是他，就是从证书上，然后从，怎么说，从生活上，我都是他女儿，所以就是回去继续跟他们，就跟中国的父母一起生活是，就是不可能。然后当时的话，当时感受就是觉得他们太过于自私，因为我当时就是来到这里的时候是就是心里一直记得都是他们对我的好啊，他们就是记得都是他们正面的那个正面消息，然后当时说完这些，然后知道这些就是怎么说，就是心里的一个像是心里的一个那个美好的梦像是被打碎的这样子。
At that time, my mom now told me that from legally or in life, I'm her daughter, so it is impossible for me to return to China and continue living with my Chinese parents. And what I felt at that moment is that they are very selfish. When I first came to Spain, when I remember them, I recall the good memories of my Chinese parents, the care they gave to me. But when they said those things, I felt my dreams about the past, my good dreams about the past was shattered.
Well, I think you're a really amazing young woman.
I'm very proud. I'm very proud of her. She's very smart. She's very clever. And she's very deep. She has a very deep mind, and she's very clever.
We wish you all the very best, Helena, and every happiness with you and your family.
Yeah. 一定要幸福啊。
Thank you. Thank you very much.
谢谢。谢谢。
Bye,
再见。
再见。